the polypedal. Started in 1998. He does an amazing job, this Tony Abbott. Even when he was Prime Minister, he did all this sort of stuff. Even when he was Prime Minister, he fought fires. When he was Prime Minister, he was a lifesaver. But, of course, wasn't good enough for the job, was he? Have a look at the polls today. Well, this gives our MPs a chance to, in the words of organisers, connect with people outside capital cities. Started in 1998. And members of Parliament and others have ridden 19,000 kilometres and raised more than $5 million, $5 million for a range of charities. By the way, just on figures, I was just thinking during the news break, when you talk about the Gold Coast, I said that to Peter Beattie, and it does trip off the tongue, doesn't it? They've had 36 inches of rain. 36 inches. That's 3 feet, just mark 3 feet up against the wall. It's frightening, isn't it? Back to the polypedal. You can find out more at polypedal.org.au. Each year, the polypedal raises money for a different charity. This year, it's Soldier On, wonderful, which supports men and women who've been physically or psychologically affected by their military service. Tony Abbott is one of the MPs who started the polypedal. He's ridden in every one of them. And he's just rung through. Good morning.
Alan, lovely to be with you and your listeners. And thank you for giving polypedal that big rap.
Now, are you fit?
Oh, look, you're never fit enough, but I think I'm fit enough to gently pedal my way from Albury to Sydney and raise money for that great cause.
Albury to Sydney. How many stops?
Wagga tonight via the Kapooka Army Base, then off to Talbingo, Cooma, Canberra, Goulburn, and then we'll wend our way into Sydney. And on the way, we'll try to stop at as many places with military significance as possible. So we'll go to the last post ceremony at the War Memorial. We'll go to Duntroon. We're finishing up at North Head, which, as you know, Alan, is a former military base. And that, I hope, is where Soldier On will be able to have a respite and rehabilitation centre built as a result of the money that this polypedal raises.
You were an ambassador of Soldier On when you were Prime Minister.
Yep.
Just explain to our listeners how important this organisation is.
Okay, well, every year a couple of thousand people leave our armed forces, and many of them have scars of service. Sometimes they're physical, sometimes they're mental. These are the seen and unseen wounds of war. And Soldier On is specialising in dealing with these people who are making the transition from military life to civilian life. And this can be quite a strain, regardless of any damage that people have suffered, because the military is a very structured institution. Civilian life can be pretty anarchic. So a lot of people who have served our country, put their lives on the line for our country, can find it a very difficult transition, and we owe it to these people as concerned about them out of uniform as we were when they were in uniform, and that's what Soldier On is doing.
And the other thing that you do on polypedal, it gives you an opportunity, as you said, to be in touch with the public. You're meeting people along the way. How many of you are riding?
Look, there'll be about 40 riders every day, including just today, Susan Lee, the local member here in Albury, Angus Taylor, the wonderful Angus Taylor, Andrew Hasty, both terrific up-and-coming members of Parliament.
Absolutely.
David Gillespie, the Assistant Minister for Health. Kevin Andrews is my friend and colleague. So a decent bunch of us. And, you know, the great thing, Alan, is getting out and seeing places that are a bit off the beaten track. Yesterday, driving down to Albury, I stopped at Adaminaby for a pie and a coffee, happened to come across the opening of the local men's shed, happened to run into a car rally that was raising money for Beyond Blue. I said, look, I'm not Julia Gillard, but at least I'm an ex-Prime Minister, and here I am to say good day.
They love you. They love you. And they love you.
It's just a wonderful chance to see people in a different context and to just listen to what's on their mind.
Yeah.
And
now, listen, question without notice. We always have a question without notice. Mm-hmm. But you have railed against, as has John Howard, factions in the Liberal Party in New South Wales. Now, the talk is that the factions are mobilising to deny Tony Abbott pre-selection before the next federal election. I wouldn't put anything past them. What do you think about that?
Alan, look, I've never taken anything for granted in politics, and I've always done my best to be the most effective local member, and that's why, as well as raising money for Soldier On, this polypedal is also raising money for Street Work on the Northern Beaches, which is a local charity working with kids in trouble. So I've never taken anything for granted. I've always done my best to in touch with my local branches. I've always had very strong support from them. I don't think that's likely to change, but absolutely, we do need to try to ensure that the Liberal Party belongs to its members, not factional bosses. And that's why I say that the best thing anyone can do, who normally votes Liberal and who regards himself or herself as a Liberal, is join the party, have your say, and let's try to ensure that this party really is a democratic party where every member's vote counts equally.
Good on you. Good to talk to you. We'll catch up. We'll keep in touch on the polypedal, and we'll be telling our listeners how they can contribute, Tony. Thank you for your time.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Alan.
There he is, Tony Abbott, great Australian, isn't he? The website is polypedal.org.au.